The Ukrainian government did not respond to a request for comment. That means that the Daily Beast got in touch with the Zelensky regime to ask about me, to see if they knew about me. I mean, they're sort of like, hey, Zelensky regime, there's this guy in Kharkov called Gonzalo Lira, and he's saying things that, you know, you guys don't like. Do you have any comment?
When the shitbag lefty rags are not out there carrying water for the Joe Biden administration, when they're not gaslighting for the lizard people in Washington, D.C. and the globalist kidfuckers around the planet, they're busy trying to get people killed. People who disagree with the establishment. Take a look at this insane situation over here. There's a guy, Gonzalo Lira. Yeah, Lira. He's a businessman. I think he's a Chilean citizen. He's a businessman. He lives in Ukraine or works in Ukraine. And he's been there for the last month and a half reporting on how all of these shitbag journalists have been propagandizing and using their cameras and their recorders for this info war. He'll walk around and he'll be like, look at this. Look at all these idiots over here. They're eating soup and ramen out of their fucking helmets. And then when the cameras are on, they got, oh shit, put my helmet back on. I put my Kevlar vest back on. Put all this lights, camera, war. And that's what they're doing over there. And he's pointing this out. And the Daily Beast went out of their way to contact the Kiev government, the Ukrainian government, these people who are totally not kleptocrats, who are totally not creating bioweapons in their country, who are totally not laundering money and probably small children for the Joe Biden administration, contacts them and says, hey, you better do something about this guy. You better do something about this. And now no one's heard from this guy in over 3 days. And he's got a pinned tweet where he says, if you don't hear from me in 12 hours, consider me dead. Add me to the long list of people, of dissidents in Ukraine who've got a problem with a cross-dressing comedian pretending to be a military tactician. Add me to this long list of people who've disappeared by the good guys, by the way. These are supposed to, all of the Ukrainians are supposed to be the good guys, remember this. They're fighting against the Hitler Putin who kills journalists. Just turn a blind eye, by the way, as they bang on about democracy. And we gotta send more and more and more and more fucking taxpayer-funded military equipment into this shithole to protect their democracy. This regime is out there and it's closing down all of the media that is in opposition to Zelensky. So now there's only one type of media broadcasting in Ukraine. Oh, that's a weird type of democracy. That's the same fucking democracy that these cocksuckers in this country want. There are no other political parties in Ukraine anymore. They've all been canceled. For democracy. For democracy. And now, of course, when you've got an on-the-ground citizen journalist who disagrees with the regime, these shitbag fucking demon people in this country will contact these Nazis in Ukraine to go round the dude up and democratize him up against a brick wall. That's the Daily Beast. These people are asshole monsters. Here is Anya Paramapril. And she says, neocon bidet rag, nice. I like the cut of this chick's jib, boys. I don't know if that's, is that the right way of saying it? I don't know. I love it, though. Neocon bidet rag Daily Beast wasn't satisfied with merely smearing real Gonzalo Lira for challenging Ukraine consensus. It contacted the government in Kiev, chicken. Same one rounding up opponents and TikTokers for comment on critical YouTuber. Do they want him jailed? No, they want him killed. They want him killed. These are evil shitbag monsters who are raised in dysfunctional Democrat families where they probably did weird shit to them. They openly do weird shit to them now. And these idiots, they all gravitate to these completely illegitimate journalistic hive minds that just spit out poisonous propaganda. The Daily Beast has never been right. The Daily Beast has missed all of these things that Alex Jones seemingly saw coming. Daily Beast is missing shit that I'm seeing coming. I'm an idiot. But when they see somebody standing up against, oh, you ain't got a Ukrainian flag in your Twitter bio? I want you fucking dead! I want you fucking dead! Not one more death from guns is everybody. That's super duper sad. Not one more death from coup. That's super duper sad. But you disagree with us?
You don't want to cut off small children's dicks and shove hormone blockers down the fucking Cheerios. You don't fucking right now watch it, Dan.
That's these people. They're crazy. These are monster people. That's what we call them, lizard people. They're not humans.
Oh, I'm the most tolerant of all humans. I got a rainbow flag, and I got a black fist emoji, and I love Trump's hate, but I'll fucking kill you if you disagree with me.
These people are insane. They're insane. I'm gonna lose no sleep if God floods this place back out. I'm gonna coast by them on a surfboard and say, die angry, assholes. I'm just gonna keep on going. Paddle on out. Paddle on out to the sunset. But not Gonzalo over here. They want him dead. And look at this. Look at this article that they wrote. And fuck you. Ain't nobody gonna pay you shit. Ain't nobody. Unlock article by sending you money. Get the fuck out of here. He peddled sexist, bile, and toxic relationship advice within a subculture populated by men's right activists and incels while living in Ukraine. Then the invasion started. So we called up Volodymyr Zelensky's, and in between his cocaine binges and cross-dressing, we said, you better kill this motherfucker. You better kill him. He's saying meanest things about you sons of bitches who are clearly kleptocrat oligarchs in your country. We want him dead. And they probably got it, by the way. They probably got it. Again, these are supposed to be the good guys over here. The Zelensky regime isn't going to arrest this dude. The Zelensky regime is going to kill this dude. Here's his Twitter account over here. And he says, you want to learn the truth about the Zelensky regime? Google these names. He's got a whole bunch of names on here. And if you haven't heard from me in 12 hours or more, put my name on the list. Good luck. This poor dude is probably dead. And again, not because he took up arms against the Ukrainians. Not because he's shooting at Volodymyr Zelensky. He's dead because he questioned the narrative. He's dead because he stood up against the gaslighting and propaganda. You dumb assholes with this Ukraine situation. You have a whole bunch of people who are evil people all fighting over this area. You dumb idiots have no idea what the fuck is going on. Your stupid fucking Ukrainian flag in your bios, and we need to send them airplanes, we need to send them jets, we need a no-fly zone, we need to go, Zelensky's like the bestest person on the planet. No, you fucking idiots are dumb, naive goofballs who have no idea how anything works. It's best that we stay the shit out of this. And here your side is now killing Russian POWs. Your side is now shooting Russian POWs in the back of the head. Well, it's fine. It's a war crime, but like, it's not a war crime when our side does it. Your side is on the side of Nazis. Your ADL even had to write a piece saying, well, listen, they're the good kind of Nazis. Look that shit up. That happened. And now your side is going around and killing YouTubers. I assume he's dead. They're killing these people. They shut down opposition media to the Zelensky regime. They shut down opposition political parties to the Zelensky regime. That's not democracy, you fucking idiots. And so, let's see what happens with this dude. Hopefully he just, I don't know, maybe he's out of internet. Who knows? Maybe he's in an area that's been bombed and there's no electricity or there's no telephonics. Let's hope. That's the best case situation, because the worst case situation is he's been democratized by the good Nazis in Ukraine, fighting for freedom? Shit. But again, brought to you by the Daily Beast. The Daily Beast. We're going to shut this fucking place down. When we fix this place, when we grab the midterms, we're going to come for you, we're going to investigate you, and we're going to shut you the fuck down. You're getting people killed. It's fucking stupid. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel, we kept up to date on this Russia war. Hit that Supreme. Whoa, where are we going with that? Hit that Supreme pizza. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.